If I traded it all, if I gave it all away for one.
So welcome back, everyone. I'm excited about bringing on my next guest. I have with me Dr. Sarah Viscara, and she is the owner of AZ Sleep T and TMJ. Welcome to the show. Please tell everybody a little bit about yourself, what you do, and then, of course, what we're going to talk about today. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Carol. I am a dentist practicing for about a little over 18 years, and I've done a lot of education and a lot of education on craniofacial pain and TMJ disorders, as well as dental sleep apnea. So I now have become a triple board certified to treat such conditions.
Wow. Well, let me first get some information out about you, okay? When you are located with everybody, or you're located in North Scottsdale.
That's
okay,
correct, yes.
You're rated with the Better Business Bureau. Your website is AZSleep and A-N-D, so it's all spelled out, TMJ.com. When people can go up there and learn a little bit about you also, is there a lot of information on your website about you?
We have a ton of information on our website, so please do come and visit our website. It is loaded with lots of information that would be very helpful if you're suffering from any kind of craniofacial pain or sleep apnea.
Yeah. What are some of the signs of TMJ?
So TMJ really is a general term that encompasses a lot of things. And one of the main things that we focus on is obviously pain. Whether it's pain to, you know, as a headache pain or, you know, pain into the TMJ joint or the jaw joint. Clicks are some of the signs. A clicking joint is a big sign that something may not be working correctly. Many people tend to ignore that, and you can ignore it all you want until something goes wrong. And, it can really get people depressed, you know. Pain is the worst. Yeah.
Right. Let's say somebody doesn't take care of it, okay, and they just live with it. A lot of people do tend to live with our pain.
Yes.
Or they think that can't do anything about it. What would happen if they didn't take care of it?
So with craniofacial pain, you know, what we know about pain and lots of research on this is that it can lead to anxiety and then depression. So the more you talk, like, there's a higher level of tolerance when it comes to pain fibers, and the more you ignore it, the worse it gets.
But people don't have to live with pain. So if they're having this issue, they would come to you. What are some of the things that you can do to help them with that?
Yeah, so the problem with TMJ disorders, Carol, is that many people don't know that it's coming from there, because a lot of the actual pain comes from a different source. Like, the pain is perceived somewhere else. So if, say, you have a headache, what do? You go to your primary care physician, and they give you some medications, or then they might send you to the neurologist, and then there's very little to no relief. And what in essence is happening is that perhaps they're just masking the symptom by just alleviating symptoms and not necessarily the source of the pain. So that's just one simple example. I mean, we can talk about, you know, ear problems, ear pain. We can talk about neck pain. Absolutely.
Leg pain, too, could be coming from your mouth?
That would be neck pain, not leg pain.
I was going to say. But, okay, but honestly, what you're really saying is it could be coming from a completely different source, and it's really has to do with your jaw. And if your jaw is not aligned, maybe it's not the clicking, maybe it is pain, maybe it's not pain. I mean, there could be a million things. Like you said, you could have a headache, but what else could they have that would not be necessary, let's say pain, but they have a joint issue?
Correct. So a lot of the signs and symptoms we look in the dental office is, you know, just the simple worn down dentition, or the teeth being worn down, uneven wear, including broken teeth and broken crowns. You know, we end up, the patients end up going to their dentist, fixing teeth and fixing crowns that necessarily, you know, if you don't address the issue, then you're going to continue to have those problems.
Now, your phone number to call, it's 480-515-6209. The website is AZSleep and is spelled out TMJ.com. And she wants you to go up there. There's a ton of information. I've been on your website. It's wonderful to get sort of that information from the doc, from the doc that's here right now on the air with us. And find out. Maybe you do. And then you can call and set up an appointment. What is the next, you know, the steps that they would take? How do you treat it?
Well, there's many multiple ways of treating TMJ disorders or craniofacial pain. The first step is basically create a consultation appointment with us. We do allow a good hour to hour and a half. We spend time with our patients because a lot of these issues end up coming from, we spend a lot of time with the history of the signs and symptoms of such issues. Many of these patients, remember, have been to the neurologist, have been to the ENT, have been to the primary care physician with, or their own dentist, and their own dentist doesn't really necessarily have the education or the training.
And you're certified.
Absolutely, yes.
And so, is it something that is easily fixed or does it depend on each situation?
Very much depends on each situation, and each patient gets a very detailed treatment plan that is custom to your needs and your situation.
Does it start off with some x-rays? Do you have to show them? Is that how that works?
Good question. Yes, we do have state-of-the-art.
The greatest questions.
We have state-of-the-art facility with 3D imaging of the jaw joint. So we start with that, and we do obviously a very thorough examination of about 25 different structures of the head and neck. We do include the neck area because there's a lot of neurotransmission, neurosensation from the neck to the TMJ, which people are not aware of. So a lot of people do suffer from neck and shoulder pain because of TMJ disorders.
Sure. So let's say you hurt your neck. You know, maybe you were working out or you did something, a sport at one point in your life, and we have a lot of those listeners, you know, that it happened a long time ago. And they hurt their neck, and yet they're feeling it, like you say,
in their jaw.
Let's say they've had something for a very long time. I'm going to say 5, 6, 7 years, whatever. And they've never taken care of it. They've been living. Is there a point where it's too late, or is it never too late?
You know, there is a point where the patient does need to get to surgery. So we do have the proper referrals for such. But for the most part, our goal is to treat the patients to avoid getting surgery. Because surgery in the jaw joint is not a fun surgery to have.
Really?
Yes.
I wouldn't want to know.
Plus, it's very expensive as well.
And but taking care of being proactive, right?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. You nailed it. It has to be.
It doesn't have to be old. I mean, we have young kids that also have TMJ.
So
where does it come from?
So it turns out that actually the prevalence of TMJ disorders in teenagers, females especially, is higher in the population because we have estrogen receptors in our TMJ that actually activate pain receptors.
Wow, would you even think that? Where else but on Networking Arizona would you hear something like that? And I love my show, and the reason why I do is because of the information that these people get
Thank
to
you.
Hear. It's so important for them to hear it. The phone number to call, write it down. It's 480-515-6209. The website is azsleep, and is all spelled out, tmj.com. They're rated with the Better Business Bureau, and they're located right in North Scottsdale. The best thing to do is to call and talk to them, make that appointment. Make that appointment and do it sooner rather than later. Could it come from clenching? Because a lot of people have been, you know, in the last year or so, with what has happened with our COVID, we have a lot of people that are nervous wrecks, you know?
Absolutely.
And does it come over time like that where they've just been so, stress?
Yes, absolutely. So that we call micro trauma to the jaw joint. And that is from clenching and grinding your teeth through, you know, sometimes to nothing. I've seen patients come in with maybe 25% of the true structure remaining. So that means they've worn down about 75% of their teeth. And that is really sad to see, but we do have ways to help those folks.
We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk further. Because my mind is going with things like, well, why can't I, you know, let's say do a brace? You can't do these things. These are things that you need to have a professional take care of. It does not like going to Walgreens and just getting something, right? It's a totally different thing. And you really want to truly help yourself. Again, that number is 480-515-6209. She's rated with the Better Business Bureau. She's located right in North Scottsdale. Her website, and check it out. It's a great website with a lot of different information there. It's AZSleep, and is all spelled out, TMJ.com. Hang tight. We're going to be back in just a minute.
If I traded it all, if I gave it all.
So welcome back, everyone. And we are talking with Dr. Sarah Viscara. She's the owner of AZ Sleep and TMJ Solutions. And I'm really excited about saying that because so many people who deal with especially our mouth issues, oh, talk about putting your heads in the sand. Nobody wants to go to the dentist for some reason, yes. Right? But the thing is that we're doing more harm, big time more harm, especially when I mentioned to you at, before we went to a break about people that can go buy a, let's say a guard and they think that they're going to help themselves. And you said something to me, during the break to Facebook land out there. There's a good reason why you warn people, literally warn them, don't do that. There's a really good reason. Go ahead and tell them why.
So many of our patients will come in, you know, that they tried X, Y, and Z, and many of those patients have tried the over-the-counter, you know, night guards. And they turn out to be that soft night guards is what they mainly sell, end up being like chew toys. We end up actually potentially creating more damage at nighttime because your muscles of the head and neck, actually your chewing muscles, get overactivated trying to chew on this piece of toy in your mouth. And the conditions can worsen because of it. So we really do not like patients going to Walgreens or, I don't know if I can say that.
Yeah, it's okay.
Or Amazon and trying to order this stuff from, you know, trying to do it themselves. It's not going to work.
At-home remedies sometimes are not appropriate.
Correct.
And this might be one of them. You don't know. And you honestly, what you said earlier, just to remind people that you could have a headache and that's really, TMJ.
Yes.
Coming from there. You could have problems, like you said, in your neck. Something that's that, but it's really coming from your jaw, or you did something to your neck and now your jaw hurts too.
Correct.
So there could be so many different ways. You also say that you use different modalities, way different many modalities than just one thing.
So going back to the headaches, if you're waking up with a morning headache, okay, and you have the headband sort of feeling of a headache, guess what? You probably have been activating your muscles of the jaw and creating the headache yourself. So you really do need to be in the hands of someone that knows what they're doing. Our modalities can range from patient to patient, really. It just depends on the situation and the condition of the patient, how chronic the situation has been. And it can range from a simple, you know, night appliance. People call it night guard. It has to be custom made. It has to be hard and it has to be balanced so that the right teeth touch when you are clenching and grinding. But it could lead into lots of injections. So for example, trigger point injections, injecting into specific muscles of the head and neck that can release the tension so you don't have to clench and grind as much. Botox is another option.
Think that Botox could help there
yes.
too?
Trigger point injections. We do prolo injections. Prolo injections injected into the ligament of the TMJ joint or in the back occipital area of the head to relieve the stress and to actually relieve the headaches as well.
I have to say something. The more you talk, the more I know I want to go to someone like you. And I'll tell you why too, is because you had mentioned it. You know, you can go to your dentist, but he's not going to know. You focus in your practice. This is what you focus on.
Yes.
And you are certified. You're also 5-star rated everywhere, rated with the Better Business Bureau. You've been in the Valley for 18 years doing this. So the
yes.
people, you really know what you're talking about. And when you're dealing with something that is an issue such as this, you really want to make sure that you go to somebody who is experienced. And that's important. Her phone number, it is area code 480-515-6209. She's rated with the Better Business Bureau. She's located in North Scottsdale. And the website, again, it's a great website because it has a ton of information on it and you want to go there and check it out. It's AZ Sleep and is spelled out TMJ.com. I want to go into something else that we had talked about before you were coming on.
Yes.
And they kind of relate to one another and I didn't even realize this, which was sleep apnea.
Yes. So there's a big relationship between pain and sleep, and we don't know. There's a lot of research between which one came first, the chicken or the egg. We don't know whether pain comes first and then sleep apnea or vice versa. What we do know is that people that have poor sleep actually tend to grind their teeth more. So 89.9% of patients that have sleep apnea, guess what? they grind their teeth. So often, sleep apnea can actually exacerbate the breathing, you know, disorder at nighttime, and people will be clenching and grinding more.
Well, you got to be careful with that too. I do want to talk about when you have sleep apnea. One of the things that you do say, and I want to get this out because you really like it, and it is that snoring is what?
Snoring is not sexy.
It's not sexy. It's not. And that's the reason why she doesn't want to sleep in the same room. And usually when you're snoring, this is what you have. You could literally have sleep apnea. And it's dangerous. It's not even something that is something that really people do need to actually be on top of it.
Absolutely. 50% of the population snore. Now, whether you accept it or not, many people deny it because they either don't know it or, you know, they can't hear themselves snoring
at
nighttime.
Everybody knows it now because they have a phone and they can take and they can record them. They all know.
Yes.
And you know what you're doing it too.
So often is the bed partner that reports to us. So we do want patients that, you know, that come to us for the sleep part of the practice to bring their sleep, the bed partners if they have one, because, you know, the statistics are really, really high. We have 24% of males in the age of 30 to 60 that actually have sleep apnea and they're not diagnosed.
Also, sleep apnea is thought of as something for older folks, but it's not necessarily. It also, you don't have to be heavy. You know, we've talked a little bit about that. I've before on the show. And so is it for the young? Is it for the old? Is it for anyone?
Anyone could have sleep apnea. And if you're waking up feeling unrefreshed, if you are, the morning headaches is another sign. If someone tells you you're gasping for air, if you have foggy memory, there's lots of signs and symptoms as to which you should probably consider a sleep study and really investigate into what's going on at nighttime, because we just don't know.
So what is the process? Now they're saying, hey, but the woman's saying, come on, we got to get you in there. Your snoring is not sexy. I want it done. So what is the process then? They call you up. How does it work?
So they can call our number or visit our website, and then we would do an hour to hour and a half consultation to discuss what's going on with their sleep. And then we would make the appropriate referral if they need a sleep study. Most of the patients will come in with a sleep study already. But if they don't have one, then we'll send you to a medical physician that can do the sleep study and create and make the diagnosis.
So let's say they have the diagnosis. They've gotten that. They've gone that far. Now what?
Now, basically, our job will be, and they are CPAP intolerant, because dentists can come in and actually help in sleep apnea disorders by creating a mouthpiece that you can actually use at nighttime to decrease the events of your sleep apnea.
Because those, what did you call them? Sleep, that those, what are they called? The machines that they wear?
Oh, it's a CPAP machine.
CPAP, yeah. Oh, let me tell you, those aren't sexy either.
No, they're
right?
not.
They're just not. And so everybody's laughing in here, but it's so true. But an appliance, and this is something that you make for them? Is it a personalized one? That's something
it's absolutely 100% custom made to the patient's needs, because not everybody has the same jawline, the same teeth. So we really do a thorough exam to make sure that we are making an appliance that's for the patient.
And I don't know if, I know I've heard that there's also been a recall for one of them to be cleaned properly. I remember seeing that in the news. There are so many people that have those.
Good question. That is a very great statement, actually. Philips is a Philips.
I remember it was something I read.
It was recalled. Millions of actually patients are out there without using their CPAP. And guess what? They could be put into an oral appliance in the meantime, because it's taking months for Philips to fix this problem.
Right. Plus, why wouldn't you, once you have one of these little appliances, who wants to go back to the other? You don't have to.
The oral appliance is really the size of your mouth. So if you think about putting that in your suitcase versus bringing along your big case of a CPAP, it really makes a big difference.
And having to clean it and all that, it's really not fun.
No, it's not.
But it can be helped. These are the things that people don't realize, and they get on. I'm telling you right now, we were talking Medicare earlier. People get on Medicare, all of a sudden they start getting in this group of all these people who have these issues, right?
Yes.
And now all of a sudden they're gone and they got in a sleep, and you've got sleep apnea. Right? And now they're taking those, and now maybe even got it because now you put it on yourself anyway, right?
Yes.
But you don't know until you find out. And getting the education is what you want, is you want to educate the people out there to understand some of the signs, some of the symptoms, obviously, what you can do to help. And this sounds so simple, but, and again, what I love about it is it's a custom-made one that, again, I'm not going to the store and buying something or getting some gross machine.
Absolutely. So we also educate our patients. Part of the fun and the rewarding part of my career is educating the patients as to what else they can do. You know, weight loss is one of the many and multiple options, but sometimes supplementing, you know, maybe looking into their vitamins or nutrition, and there's a lot of jaw exercises. There's a lot of back of the throat exercises you can do to actually strengthen the airway muscles of the neck.
Now, real quickly, before we go to a break, just say to me whether or not these, the TMJ and sleep apnea, do they go together hand in hand?
So we do, what the research has shown is that about 90%, 89.9% of patients that have sleep apnea also grind their teeth. So guess what? The answer is yes.
So guess what? You might just need to have a call them and find out how they can help you. She's been in the Valley for 18 years doing this, and she's certified. This is another thing that's important, to have somebody who brings that experience to the table. They're located in North Scottsdale. She's rated with the Better Business Bureau, a 5-star rated everywhere. The website is AZSleep, and is all spelled out, TMJ. Go up there because there's a ton of information. 480-515-6209. If I traded it all, if I could.